The four hostages that Israeli forces rescued earlier this month in Gaza were found inside buildings. Some of the other hostages taken by Hamas last fall will be harder to find because they're probably held underground in miles of tunnels. That ancient tactic of going underground is still very much in use, so much so that the U.S. military has increased its focus on fighting in tunnels, one of the most dangerous forms of warfare. WUNC's Jay Price reports from Fort Liberty, North Carolina, and a warning, this story includes the sound of gunfire.
Description there. Those two trucks, we're not seeing weapons in the back. However,
a special forces soldier on lookout feeds information to a nearby team entering a cinder block house.
Truck fire!
It's a training exercise, so they're firing non-lethal rounds at role-playing terrorists. But their main target, a top leader, flees into a tunnel hidden in a back room. They peer in, spot him, and quickly start firing. Then they toss a flashbang, a grenade designed to disorient. U.S. geopolitical foes like China, Iran, North Korea, and Russia have long been building tunnels and bunkers to shield their militaries. And in recent years, Hamas and other groups have followed suit. So the U.S. military has responded, building tunnel warfare training facilities like this one at Fort Liberty. It's one of the Army's largest and most elaborate, nearly two-thirds of a mile of disorienting twists and turns, hatches, and doorways. The man playing the role of the high-value target is a staff sergeant named Adrian. The Army allows special operations soldiers to be identified only by their first names. He said soldiers need a really good reason to enter tunnels, where they're usually at a disadvantage.
You don't know, you have no idea how big the tunnel system is, or how small it is, how compressed it is. Where's the obstacles? Is there tripwires? Is there false doors, etc.
Mike Murray oversees the sprawling base's dozens of training ranges. He helped plan the elaborate, newer section of the tunnels, which was finished in 2020.
I'm going to try to make it as complicated as possible.
Some tunnels open into spacious rooms that could be used for, say, a command center, medical treatment, or storing arms. Others squeeze down until you're crawling.
Now you're on your hands and knees, complete darkness. Maybe your elbows are banging the side of the walls.
There's good reason the U.S. and other nations are doing more of this kind of training, says Daphne Richmond Barak, author of the book Underground Warfare and an assistant professor at Reichman University in Israel.
For the last two decades, this tactic has indeed become more popular with non-state actors.
For groups like Hamas, Hezbollah, ISIS, and Al-Qaeda, that the U.S. and other nations designate as terrorists, going underground helps them blunt the technological and numerical advantages of the militaries hunting them.
And it is spreading as a global threat from theater to theater, and we witness tunnel warfare on virtually every single battlefield since 9/11.
Underground warfare goes back to, well, cave dwellers, but these days it can be startlingly sophisticated. North Korea has thousands of bunkers, tunnels, and even air bases complete with subterranean taxiways. For Americans, perhaps the best-known cases in recent history were in Vietnam, where the Viet Cong dug vast complexes. Scottish-born John Keaveney was sent into them. He was one of the U.S. troops known as tunnel rats.
You learn to use your senses because it's very dark. And so, you learn to smell things and listen good.
He crawled into tunnels more than 50 times. Waiting inside, he found booby traps, snakes, spiders, and sometimes enemy fighters. The stress contributed to what he now knows was PTSD.
I came home, I didn't know what was wrong with me. I thought I just spent too much time in the tunnels.
Richmond Barak, the professor, says those psychological effects are a key reason troops need to be trained for fighting underground.
You lose your sense of space, your sense of direction, your sense of time very quickly inside a tunnel. And it's striking. The confinement and nature of this darkness really takes you by surprise.
The U.S. military is also developing technology like robots that can explore and map tunnel systems and communication devices that can work underground. But Richmond Barak says there's no substitute for training exercises like the one at Fort Liberty, where troops can get used to how their minds and bodies react to one of the toughest forms of combat. For NPR News, I'm Jay Price at Fort Liberty, North Carolina.